His neck's a little sore, but he's fine. Yeah, he's okay.
How do you plan on using or getting Derek Wolf back involved?
Well, you know what? I tell you what, I mean, I expect him to hop right back in there. I know he's been working hard, you know, and it's great to see his face in the room here a few minutes ago. I just left the team meeting, but I think Derek's a guy that takes care of himself. We know what, you know, the way he can help our football team. Obviously, there's a exemption, I think, that's in place for a week. I don't know exactly how all that works, but it's up to us to decide whether he'll be ready to go this week. But my expectations are that he will, you know, so be a big week of practice for him. It's great to have him back.
Getting him back, how has Vance Walker and Jackson held up their end?
I thought Vance played the best game he's played for us, you know, this month. So I was very encouraged by how he played in the game. You know, obviously that's, you know, we got quite a few guys there numbers-wise right now, so there's some decisions to make. We've been suiting five guys, so we have a very competitive environment, you know, right there, right now at that position. So that should only make us better. But, you know, for us to hold on, lose a player like that, hold on. We lost TJ opening week and hold on and still play the way we played. You know, it's very encouraging.
From the film, how did Schofield and Harris look at tackles?
For Michael, I think for a guy who played his first NFL football game, I thought he played really well. You know, I mean, there's always going to be things you got to get better at. Got called for a couple of penalties, just some alignment stuff that, you know, you got to go through those things to get better. But I liked his effort. I liked the way he got to the second level. You can tell he hasn't worked much with Lou, you know, just for them picking up some stunts and doing some things that we got to improve upon. And then Ryan, go to Ryan. Anytime you ask a guy to flip sides like that in a week, that's asking a lot. And I think he went out there and held his own. But we played hard up front. We ran the ball better. I thought our effort was good. We can always do things better, and we'll have to do things better. But I thought, you know, we held up with what we went through.
What is the expectation, Coach, with Sam Brown?
Well, yeah, he's feeling better today. You know, I mean, that's about it. I mean, there's nothing we're really doing today that's going to be a test for him from that standpoint. I know Greek worked him out this morning. So, you know, we just take it day to day. We'll see where we're at on Wednesday.
On Friday, you talked about first down production. Did you see progress?
Yeah, I thought we improved. I mean, it's always an improvement when you have a big run like we had. But, you know, we got a little bit more out of our passing game as far as our play action pass, got the ball down the field more. And I think it all has to do with the fact that we just ran the ball better. So, yeah, we got a long way to go, but there was some improvement there.
Do you think you had a few runs close?
Yeah, we really did. You know, we felt like going back and watching the film that we still had a few more that could have came out of there, so we'll continue to work on that. I did think as backs we made some tougher runs. You know, I think we made more than was there a couple times, which is something that we're looking for. But and then very encouraged by Ronnie. He was our offensive player of the game. I thought he played really well. And not only, you know, he gets the yardage, but he pass protected really well too. Had to pick up 55 on a couple of blitzes. He's a big guy and did a good job.
Did you see the decisiveness you wanted from the backs?
I think we improved. You know, I just think we've been pushing Jeff, you know, saying we think there's more there in these situations and, you know, just being honest with them. And so been pushing them from that standpoint. And I think they went and got a little bit more than was there this week. So, I mean, but we all have to do that. I mean, if you just go out there just to do your job, you know, you got to want to do more. You got to want, you know, a little bit more on your plate. So that's something we're always encouraging guys to do. And I think we did that yesterday.
Do you continue to assess that situation on who starts, who doesn't? I know you'd like to.
No, we'll keep going the way we're going. I think of them both as starters, to be honest with you. I know somebody has to walk out there on play number one, but they're going to both play and probably play right down the middle. And, you know, it's obvious that Ronnie has earned the right to get more carries and play more than he has in the past. And that happened yesterday. So I'll see that continue to happen.
Did you want to give No,
I wouldn't say that. You know, I just think it's hard to get three guys the ball. You know, we went into Detroit with a little bit different plan where he was part of the plan and we didn't suit up Casey. You guys remember that. So, and then when he got hurt, that kind of went out the window. We didn't know if we were going to be able to carry it again this week and do some of those things, but he did make it to game day and held up. But I'm hoping he gets more involved with what we're doing, and that could be even as a fullback and doing some of those things. So we'll see. But there was some concern going into the week, but he did hold up. Well, I think we can get him involved more, too. But I think he's been doing a good job. We've been asking him to protect some. You know, we've been getting some blitzes and stuff where we had to keep him in. But I think he can help us. I want to see Emmanuel get his hands on the ball more than he did yesterday, and like to say the same thing with OD. So that's a nice problem to have. You know, you're trying to get those guys touches so that they can affect the football game. But I think he's been doing a good job.
Some news in your coaching profession this morning.
Yeah, I actually didn't, be honest with you. I've been buried, so Patrick just told me a few minutes ago. But we all understand our business. Joe's a great man. He's a dang good football coach. He'll be fine. You know, he's a great person. So, tough day. We all understand that.
Coach, the kicking competition was really stiff in the offseason. Is it safe to say McManus has exceeded expectations, or has he surprised you?
Well, I think he's doing exactly what he did through the offseason. You know, he won the job. It wasn't like anybody said, no, we're just going to go this way. I mean, he consistently throughout the offseason, throughout training camp, did his job. I think he's very confident right now. And, it's been, you know, he and Britt both, you know, he did a good job yesterday. Those two returners, us stopping them was important. They got their hands on the ball a couple times, but we held up, did a good job.
You talked about not getting the penalties on defense but maintaining that aggression. Mm-hmm.
I think we were better yesterday in penalties. The thing I just told the team, probably the disappointing thing coming out of the game is, we kind of had a plan. We thought we had to play the game this way, had to do this to win, and without me going into all those things. But we had the game where we wanted it a couple times. You know, we had it, 13-0 or 13-3, whatever it was, and had a big possession fixing to go up before the half. We had them 20-10, had them backed up in the fourth quarter, right? You know, we needed to close out some situations, and we kind of let them back in the football game with some turnovers and a couple of things that happened. So a couple of big third downs for them offensively. So, you know, just trying to address those things. You know, when you get people in those situations on any given weekend, you need to step up and close things out.
This team has been tested every week.
Yeah. Well, I think it's very important because in this league, I mean, you know, everything says you're going to be in close games week in and week out. It's just the way that this league is. I mean, everybody's got good players and to be able to have the character to get it done when you have to get it done, but to kind of put yourself in a situation like we did yesterday. We had some big disappointments yesterday. You know, right before the half, that's a big disappointment. We give them a touchdown basically through a turnover, but we made up for it to start second half. Like I said, 20-10, we're right where we want to be at home to close them out, and we don't do it, you know, and all of a sudden we're in a dogfight with 6 minutes left, and we put a big drive together and end up making a stop. So I think it's a belief and continues to build character, but I'm proud of the way we're finding ways to make the plays at the right time.
You said with the secondary, Gary, that the difference is these guys get the hand on the ball and they make plays. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a big factor. We're talking about that as coaches today. He's an excellent blitzer, you know, because he's a physical player. And the way you can move him around, do a lot of things with him. So he was a big factor in the game from that standpoint, none bigger than the last play. But I think we have a lot of guys that can do that, you know. We played a little different yesterday. We had to load the box, stop the run. That was number one. So some guys got put on some islands. And whenever they were able to hold up or chip us and, you know, buy some time, you know, it's hard to hold up too long. So it's a little bit different type of game for us defensively yesterday than what we've been playing in.
How come what was the thinking to open the game in that really heavy linebacker formation and then you don't really show it again the rest of the game?
Are you talking about defensively? Well, it had to do with what they were doing, Jeff. You know, they came out in what we call 22. They came out in, you know, two tights and two backs. So, but we thought we'd see some of that. So, yeah.
So you had that end,
we had to adjust, yeah.
15 straight wins in the division on the road. How tough is it to go on the road in the division and come out with wins?
Well, it's tough on the road in this league anytime, you know. So, we've got two back-to-back road games coming up here. So we knew that. We knew early in the season we're playing a lot of road football games. But, you know, we just need to go back out there and play consistent. We know Oakland's a tough place to play. They've been playing extremely well. And we just got to have a good week of preparation. But playing good road football usually means protecting the football and playing physical. You know, if you do those two things, you probably got a good chance.
A few more for the coach.
Peterson.
Said Cody came out with a groin yesterday.
No update. Yeah, just day to day.
On that Peterson run that he busted, was that?
We had an MA. You know, we had a couple of communication issues. We had a couple on offense in the game. And then defensively had a big communication issue right there. They motioned. We didn't gap correctly or gap out correctly. There you go, missed assignment. Okay. We didn't gap out correctly, and you don't give that guy a gap, so did not look good. But yeah, just a big mistake. Really, the thing disappointing. I think we had him 3rd and 17 to play before, you know. So it should have never got to that, but it did.
Many have weighed in on Vaughn's sack dance. Have you had any thoughts on it? Have you seen it?
Oh yes, we have talked about that. So we need to find a new one. We know that. Okay.
Was there a missed assignment too on Mike Wallace's touchdown? Because it looked like Tlaib stopped.
Actually, we got picked a little bit, kind of is what happened. So, yeah, that was a, you know, you'd like to get out of the half with a field goal right there. That was tough, you know, like I said, but at least we came back and bounced back from it.
On the hit on Demaryius, why isn't that helmet to helmet? Why wasn't that?
You know, I have to go back and look at it better because I'm just grading the film this morning, but, you know, I know there's never supposed to be a direct helmet-to-helmet. I need to look at it, so I'd have a hard time responding.
I was just wondering, is it a pick when they do it and a rub when you do it?
We don't use those words.
So, Coach, after watching this, Cammy, do you feel more fortunate or fired up after watching this film?
Fortunate or fired? Oh, I'm fired up. I mean, we won the game, you know. That's why we play, so... It's nice to be fortunate sometimes and some things happen, but I think we did a lot of good things, and I think we continue to get better as a football team, and we had some challenges going into the game yesterday, and we found a way to meet those challenges and win again, and that's what this league is about week to week. So just get back to work and try to get better.